We continue reading from the nighttime conversation. It is a nocturnal conversation, nocturnal visit. We continue reading from the nocturnal conversation between Jesus and Nicodemus. We know that the Lord Jesus was almost always surrounded by different kinds of people, especially ordinary people. In many instances in the Gospels, the Lord was surrounded by the sick, by blind people, by beggars, by prostitutes, by fishermen. But in today's Gospel reading, we see Jesus in contact with a member of the aristocracy in Jerusalem. Jesus is talking to a man of wealth. Jesus is talking to a man of high education. There are certain things that we know about Nicodemus. When Jesus died, for example, Nicodemus brought for his body a mixture of myrrh and aloes weighing about 100 pounds. And it should be noted that only the wealthy could afford to bring such expensive gifts. And Nicodemus brought such a gift in order to anoint the body of Jesus. Only a moneyed man like Nicodemus could have the generosity and the capacity to donate that much to a wake. We have also been told that Nicodemus was a Pharisee. The Pharisees were regarded as the best people in the whole country, and to be a Pharisee meant to be a member of, like a brotherhood. It was like a fraternity. It was like an organization. But notice that in his conversation with the Lord, Nicodemus is giving us the impression that he could not understand. He could not comprehend what Jesus was talking about. And Jesus said to him, "You must be begotten from above, Nicodemus. You must be born again, Nicodemus, for you to enter the kingdom of God." But Nicodemus did not understand, or he refused to understand. My dear friends, there are two possibilities. Number one, either Nicodemus could not really understand what the Lord wanted to convey, or Nicodemus simply refused to understand. What is the difference between the two? There are two types. There are at least two types of misunderstanding. Number one, there is the misunderstanding of the person who misunderstands because he has not yet reached the stage of knowledge, of age, and of experience at which he is able to understand the truth that is revealed to him. That is the first type of misunderstanding, because he is not old enough to understand, or he has not reached a stage of knowledge or a stage of experience in order to understand. But there is a second type of misunderstanding. There is the misunderstanding of the person who is not willing to understand because he simply refuses to understand. And this is another kind of misunderstanding. And Nicodemus understands, but he refuses to acknowledge that he understands because he is an educated person. How come he does not understand what the Lord was trying to convey? It is a refusal to see by closing one's mind to truth that a person does not wish to accept. In other words, Nicodemus falls under the second category. He refused to understand what Jesus was telling him. He was an educated person. He could have understood what Jesus meant to say, but he pretended not to understand. That is why the Lord kind of insulted him and said to him, Nicodemus, you are a teacher in Israel and still you do not understand. And Jesus, of course, was talking about having a new beginning or a rebirth or a radical change of heart or a metanoia that Nicodemus did not want to understand and did not want to accept. My dear friends, Jesus wanted to teach Nicodemus that if a person does not wish to be born again or begotten from above, he would deliberately misunderstand what rebirth means. If a person does not want to change, he would deliberately close his eyes and his mind, his ears and his heart to God, who invites him to a life of conversion. And we have a very beautiful saying about this in Tagalog. We say, mahirap gisingin ang gising. Really, it's hard to wake up a person who is awake. Mahirap gisingin ang gising. And Nicodemus was like that. Sometimes, it also takes so many words to convince us. Sometimes, it takes so many events to change us. Sometimes, it takes so many explanations to convince us. Amen.